It's now time to celebrate birthdays together. Well, if you've got a birthday today or coming up, you might hear it announced right now. Happy birthday today, September 3rd, to Benjamin of Grove City, from Ethne, Vincent, and family, to Heather of Greensburg from your family, and to Keith from Sarah and the boys in Emsworth. Tomorrow we have Alexa from Chachi and Ryan, Manook from Amy, Adam of Forest Hills from your family, Butch of Braddock Hills from Matt, Christopher of Butler from Mom and Dad, Annie, Olivia Parsons from your family, Elizabeth of Brighton Heights, and June and Jack have an anniversary on the 5th. We have Andy from your family and from us, Finn of Butler from your family, Randy from Son Peter in California, Jim of Middlesex Township, and Joey of Blonox on Tuesday, Abby of New Kensington. For Mom, Dad, Julie, Chelsea, and Cousin Ryan, we have Callie of Springdale, also on the 6th. On the 7th, we have Casey of Florida from Cindy, Elizabeth of Regent Square from Chris and Patricia, Rachel of Peters Township from Adele, Olivia, Thad, and also parents, Pat, and Blaze. Happy birthday to you. Connor of Mars from your family, Ella of the South Side from your family, Dolores of Bethel Park as well. Coming up on the 8th, we have Flo of Plum, Joanne from Bob, Elaine from Skip, Holly of Greensburg, Nathan from Richard and Martha and Jessica, Grace of St. Augustine from your family. On the 8th, John and Philomena of Allison Park also have an anniversary. On the 9th, we have Harris celebrating a birthday, Jacob of Allison Park, Charlotte of Westmoreland County, Diane from Doug and Kurt, Carol from Tom, Sammy of Tarentum, and George and Mary also have a wedding anniversary coming up on the 9th. Lots and lots and lots of birthdays to celebrate, and we love doing so together here at SLB.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card to add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs. Visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or PO Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they reliably receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand delivered by a uniformed employee, hardworking indeed, of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org. /radio.
Lots of folks back east, they say, is leaving home every day and beating a hot old dusty way to the California line. Across the desert sands they roll, trying to get out of the old dust bowl. They think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find. The police at the port of entry say, you're number 15,000 for today. Oh, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, friend, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California's a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hard if you ain't got the do-re-mi. Buy a home or farm that can't do nobody harm, or take your vacation by the mountains or sea. Don't trade your old cow for a car, you better stay right where you are. You better take this little tip from me, 'cause Governor Merriam on the radio one day, he jumped up to the microphone and he did say, oh, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, friends, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California's a garden of Eden, it's a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi.
The Saturday Light Brigade. That's Woody Guthrie and the do-re-mi. 412-200-5975. Is the number that you are going to be encouraged to call as we get ready to play Guess Who here at the Saturday Light Brigade. In fact, we're about ready to do that in seconds. Now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. Our Guess Who answer is one particular person. It could be a man, a woman, Somebody real, somebody fictitious, perhaps it's somebody from the world of music, sports, film. Another form of entertainment, literature, or history, no matter who it is, we think it's probably a name you'll recognize once you determine it, that is, and we'll give you that person's initials right now. Are you ready? The initials are L-J. L-J. That's L as in Liberty Borough and J as in Johnstown. L-J. You may guess as many times as you would like at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234. LJ, the initials we are playing with this morning. Good luck to you as we play Guess Who. I'll do my best to keep you informed of LJs that come in. That are incorrect. Mike and Mars just guessed Lyndon Johnson. It's not Lyndon Johnson. That's a great guess. Angie had the same guess. Lyndon B. Johnson. Not him. And good morning to Melinda. Great to have you along with us today.
I am Corby Swanson, and these are Swanson lands. For burning near 150 years, worked by Swanson hands. Now the land boys want to buy me, and I'd rather I was dead. But I hold the dairy. Farmers in the red. When Laura May was living, Lord, weren't we living high? Sausage, steak, and bacon, pudding, cake, and pie. Now when I've got a cow down, the vet knows I can't pay. I don't even have enough putting my bones away. And the weather takes its toll, and the years take your life. The city takes the children, and the fever takes a wife. The dry wind takes the wheat, and the bills take the beans. And the devil take the farmer in the land of the big machine. Stuff they hand me, I could fertilize a field. And the weather takes its toll, and the years take your life. The city takes the children, and the fever takes a while. The dry wind takes the wheat, and the bills take the beans. And the devil take the farmer, land of the big machine. Don't care whose home they're taking, don't care whose land they grab. They sit out in the boiling sun in an air conditioned cab. They got a button saying harvest, another saying sea, the third one just says money, and it pours in while they sleep. And the weather takes its toll, and the years take your life. The city takes the children, and the fever takes a wife. The dry wind takes the wheat, and the bills take the beans, and the devil take the farmer in the land of the big machine. Farmer stands alone, the farmer stands alone. I ain't even got enough to bury my own bone.
Tribe Branch, Fire Squad at the Saturday Light Brigade, 412-200-5975. As we play Guess Who today, Nick had a guess of Little John for LJ. Bruce guessed Lisa Bonet, and both Bruce and Bill had a guess of Louis Jordan. Lance Johnson guessed by Mike and Mars, also Lance Jeter. And a couple guesses of Lyndon Johnson coming in. 412-200-5975. I think that gets us up to date. I'm checking Facebook right now, just to make sure I didn't miss anybody. 412-200-5975. Meanwhile, and it looks like we are indeed up to date. Oh, good morning to Monique and to Kel. Good to have you both here. Bill Keith. Any ideas? 412-200-5975. Not any correct answers as of yet. So indeed, we hope to hear from you. 412-200-5975. Good morning to Sarah and to Margaret. Nice to have you both here playing along today. LJ. So we have Louis Jordan guest. It's not Louis Jordan or Little John. Nor is it Lance Johnson or Lance Jeter. Or Lyndon Johnson. Here's a guess of Lady Bird Johnson. No. 412-200-5975. Thank you. the guesses keep coming in. Thank you for playing along. LJ, this morning's initials. Ty in Valencia. Ty, you have the correct answer. Saturday Light Brigade charge. To Ty, you also have what I think I'll say is the best guess of this morning. Louise Wheezy Jefferson from the Jeffersons. It's not Louise. That's a great guess. And you do have the correct answer in there, too. We'll keep things going for a little while, however. 412-200-5975. LJ, our guess who initials. Here's Lead Belly.
I'd walk on the people below the train whistle, talk to the depot agent. Depot agent throw that switchboard over the line, and they ain't never gonna talk to him. I got goats, I got sheep, I got cows, I got hogs, I got horses, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. Now that old Rock Island line is getting on down the road. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a road to ride. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you're bound to get your ticket at station on the Rock Island line. Jesus died to save our sins. Glory to God, we're going to meet him again. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a road to ride. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. If you want us to ride, you got to ride it like you're bound to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island line. A, B, C, double X, Y, Z. Yes, they're in the cupboard, but they don't see me. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a road to ride. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. If you want once to ride, you got to ride it like you're bound to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island line. I may be right and I may be wrong, but you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a road to ride. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you're bound to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island line. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a road to ride. Oh, the Rock Island line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you're bound to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island line.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Lead Belly. We'll give you a few more moments as we play Guess Who. Ty in Valencia is the only person with the correct answer so far. LJ. Louise Jameson just guessed by Mike and Mars, and you're going to make me look up Louise Jameson, but I'm happy to. English actress. Known for Leela in Doctor Who, among other roles. 412-200-5975. LJ. The initials that we're playing with today as we play Guess Who. And we'll leave those initials out for a little bit longer. 412-200-5975. Do you need a hint? The LJ is somebody who works, a working person, and this particular LJ has a very unique job, and not too many people have the job that this LJ has. It's a job a lot of people would love to have and aspire to. However, it's a job that not very many people get to have. 412-200-5975. And it's no accident that I referred to this LJ in the present tense, because this LJ is still very much living. 412-200-5975. I think we've got a correct answer. Jules, is that you?
Yes.
Hello. Where are you calling? Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Highland Park. I just left my house. I'm actually on my way to a morning basketball run in Neville Island. So it's a little bit ironic that I got the answer.
That I was going to say, that explains a lot. In terms of you're getting the answer. Who is the LJ that we were thinking of?
It is LeBron James.
LeBron James is absolutely correct. Well done. And the Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. What was that the first one you thought of, or did the hints help you a little bit?
Well, my first thought was Lyndon Johnson, but then you said you know, it's something would like to have. And I said, well, I don't think people want to be president, most people at least, but most people want to be a baller,
yeah,
including myself.
Yeah, there's
I went with LeBron.
A lot of people definitely want to have that as a job. Well, well done. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. Is it a regular 5-on-5 league or 3-on-3? What's your typical game?
Just a 5-on-5 pickup game that we do.
Well, excellent. That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm glad that you're listening, and you are one of the only that was able to come up with the correct answer this morning. So well done. There aren't too many other correct answers that came in.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, great. Have a good day and a good Labor Day weekend. Take care. That's Jules in Highland Park with the correct answer. Thank you. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great network of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including sobradio.org/radio.
When I was little, in my neighborhood, there used to be a man come around to sell vegetables right on our street. His name was Mr. Megna. And we used to hear him from the top of the street. He used to be shouting out what he had in his truck. Here's what it sounded like. Melons, strawberries. got strawberries. Bananas and grapes and the grapefruit too. I got strawberries. I'm just a little Italian man. I can sell more food than most men can. I love my truck and I drive to town. All the pretty women come swarming around for my produce. I got produce. Get your grocery list ready when you hear me, ladies. I got
Tim O'Brien at the Saturday Light Brigade with Megna's. LeBron James was our guess who. Thank you for playing along with us. Over the years, your support has helped us do a lot of things, and one thing, one big, big thing it helped us do this year is create a brand new youth media center. It just opened, you've heard us talk about it, and we are going to be offering free tours of our new facilities. They're listed at slbradio.org, dates and times. A couple of them coming up soon. Tuesday, September 20th from 4 until 7 o'clock. Hands-on tours and fun in the main rooms of our Youth Media Center. And then on Saturday, September 24th between 11 o'clock and 2, you can attend a live SLB broadcast and tour our production facilities. That's all coming up. And we hope you'll consider visiting us. You can find complete information at slbradio.org. slbradio.org. Good to have you along today. It's our annual Labor Day show, one that we've always had just incredible pleasure presenting for you. There are so many songs I hope that we'll be able to get to today. We had a request for Ann Feeney and this particular song.
When I was a little girl, I wished I was a boy. Tagged along behind the gang and wore my corduroy. Everybody said I only did it to annoy, but I was gonna be an engineer. Mama said, "Why can't you be a lady? Your duty is to make me the mother of a pearl. Wait until you're older, dear, and maybe you'll be glad that you're a girl." When I went to school, I learned to write and how to read. History, geography, and home economy. And typing is a skill that every girl is sure to need, to while away the extra time until the time to breed. And then to have the nerve to ask, "What would I like to be?" I said, "I'm gonna be an engineer." "Oh no, you only need to learn to be a lady. The duty isn't yours for to try to run the world. An engineer could never have the baby. Remember, dear, that you're a girl." Well, I started as a typist, but I studied on the sly, working out the day and night so I could qualify. Every time the boss come by, he pinched me on the thigh. I said, "I never had an engineer. You owe it to the job to be a lady. The duty of the staff is to give the boss a whirl. The wages that you make are crummy, maybe, but it's all you get because you're a girl. Well, then Jimmy come along and we set up a conjugation. We were busy every night with love and recreation. I spent my days at work so he could get an education. And now he's an engineer. He said, I know you'll always be a lady. The duty of my darling is to love me all her life. Could an engineer look after or obey me? Remember, dear, that you're my wife. Well, as soon as Jimmy got a job, I studied hard again. Then busy at my turret lathe a year or two of then. The morning that the twins were born, Jimmy says to them, kids, your mother was an engineer. You owe it to the kids to be a lady. Dainty as a dish rag, faithful as a chow. Stay at home, you got to mind the baby. Remember, you're a mother now. Every time I turn around, there's something else to do. Cook a meal, mend a sock, a sweep a floor or two. Listening to Jimmy Young, it makes me want to spew. I was gonna be an engineer. I only wish that I could be a lady. I'd do the lovely things a lady's supposed to do. I wouldn't even mind if only they would pay me. Then I could be a person too. Well, then the times got harder and my Jimmy got the sack. I went down to Vickers, they were glad to have me back. I'm a third-class citizen, my wages tell me that, but I'm a first-class engineer. The boss says I pay you as a lady. You only got the job cause I can't afford a man. With you I keep the profits high as maybe. You're just a cheaper pair of hands. Well, I listened to my mother and I joined a typing pool. I listened to my lover and I put him through his school. If I listen to the boss, I'm just a bloody fool and an underpaid engineer. I've been a sucker ever since I was a baby. As a daughter, as a mother, as a lover, as a dear. But I'll fight him as a woman, not a lady. I'll fight him as an engineer. Solidarity forever. I'll fight him as an engineer.
Pete Seeger at the Saturday Light Brigade with Peggy Seeger's song, I'm Going to Be an Engineer. Good to have you aboard. If you're listening online right now at our web or our online stream, direct from the tap, so to speak, there was a little bit of an error on our end. So right now you're hearing me live. You might have just a moment or two ago heard instead a selection from a past program. That's there isn't really any glass broken to get at that, like, but that's what happens. You know, they say in case of an emergency, you break the glass. That's not at all exactly how it works, but that's what happened. So we should be there again, and we appreciate your being with us. Some of our stations also use our direct internet feed to carry us. So thank you for your patience if that's the case. Saturday Light Brigade. We have a lot of songs for Labor Day weekend, as we try to do whenever we can. And this is one that has always gotten quite a few requests. John Frommer and Company.
We plant the food, we drive the cab, we load the ship, we run the lab, we build the bridges, we fly the plane, we do the work. This is our day,
we do the work. Boom, boom. We do the work. Boom, boom. We do the work. This is our day.
We type the page. We clean the streets. We sew the clothes. We change the sheets. We sell the goods, yes we do. We lay the stone, we do the work. This is our home.
We do the work.
We do the work.
We do the work.
We do the work.
We do the work. This is our home.
We dig the ditch, yes we do. We serve a meal. We give the care, we mold the steel. We teach the kids, na-na-na. We lend a hand, we do the work. This is our land.
We do the work.
We do the work.
We do the work.
We do the work.
This is our land.
Oh,
we do the work.
We do the work.
We do the work.
We do the work.
We do the work. This is our land.
One, two, three, four.
ornamental drains on roofs, too high to be seen. For cobblers who labor over inner souls, seamstresses who stitch the wrong sides of lining. For scholars whose research leads to no obvious discovery, to polish each gold surface of the fillings of upper molar. For sewer engineers and those who repair water mains. For electricians, for artists who suppress what does injustice to their visions. For surgeons whose sutures are things of beauty. For all those whose work is for your eyes. Of the eye, grant them perseverance for the sake of your love, which is humble, invisible, and heedless of reward.
A couple Labor Day favorites, Sussie and Maggie Roach. If you've tried to call us within the last few minutes, feel free to try to call again. We are getting calls, but some calls have been coming in that we haven't been able to get to. Thanks for spending some of the holiday weekend with us. Bob in Washington, your letter made my day. Thank you. For your comments about the song we just played, For Those Whose Work Is Invisible. A really well-written song. And before that, We Do the Work. Coming up in our next hour, you're going to hear two different kinds of segments from our Youth Express series. The first features students from Pittsburgh Sterrett. They were here in our studios back in May. May 27th, to be exact. We had nearly 60 students with us. And over the coming weeks, we're going to be presenting some of the segments that they recorded during our field trip. And what's especially nice is they were all music students. And we'll be featuring those coming up. Also, in our next hour, we have some 8th grade poets from Assumption School in a segment originally captured on February 10th, 2018. Just after 11 o'clock this morning, you will get a chance to hear Bertha and the Bells. We're looking forward to welcoming them. Again, our number is 412-200-5975. or 1-888-752-7234. 1-888-SLBRADIO. I think we are actually just about all caught up. We appreciate your being with us so much today, and you know, I hope that everything we create here is live and immediate. Except in the rare case when we actually take a bit of a vacation. We have Louis Armstrong coming up in just a few moments, and then the youth segments I mentioned as well. Last week, live on the radio, we had Jeremy Caywood here with some brand new songs and great conversation and performances with Jeremy. And if you missed his segment, you can hear it again. We also, with us last week, talked about the Greensburg Music Festival and the Pittsburgh New Works Festival. You can find those features at neighborhoodvoices.org, neighborhoodvoices.org, along with literally thousands of other audio features that you can hear on demand whenever you'd like to. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Oh, my goodness. Is it Jennifer? Jennifer, I'm eager to hear. I wish I had a polka in the background. I don't. But how are you, Jennifer? I'll have to find great, a polka. Where are you calling from? Yes.
Pittsburgh. It's Jennifer Shveta Jordan. So
okay.
I know you.
Oh, yes. And what's going on that we need to let people know about?
Yeah, the 54th Annual International Polka Festival. It started Thursday, but it's going on today and tomorrow as well in Cranberry. Well, the actual address is the Sheraton in Mars, PA.
I had no idea that you were a polka person.
My middle name is Shveta, so yes.
Now I know. I did find a polka for you so we can give you the appropriate.
And you just had Bukorski.
Yes.
You just had a Bukorski. So that actually reminded me to call you.
So how can folks take part in this?
They show up, and it's $25 for bands. I think it definitely is going on 4:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. Also, there's a pool party 11 to 3.
Okay, and this is the Sheraton and Cranberry.
That's right. The address says Mars, PA, but it's called, it's the Double Tree by Hilton, but it's on Sheraton Drive.
I see it right here. It's the 54th Annual Polka Festival, Double Tree by Hilton. Here it is. And it looks like it started last night and is going to continue. I'm looking to see. Today is... That would make sense. It happens, continues today and tomorrow. Saturday and Sunday. I'll put a link on our Facebook page about this. Let's see what today has in store. A pool party followed by Clancic and Friends and the Boys. And the Polka Jammer Network is going to be there. This sounds like fun. Do you know the only time I've ever polka'd in my entire life, my dancing partner tripped on her high heel and fell. It gets better or worse, actually. Fell and hit her head on the dance floor. And actually, we had to go to the ER because she momentarily lost consciousness. I was 19. I think she was 17. It was a friend from high school. It was her sister's wedding. And I had joked all throughout, I'm not much of a dancer. I really don't want to dance. I'm going to have to figure out a way I don't have to dance at that wedding. And people thought that maybe I'd planned that so I would get off the dance floor, but that was hardly the case. She was just fine by the time we figured it all out. But it was a little a little concerning. I haven't polka'd since then. But it sounds, sounds like fun. I hope – will you be playing or dancing or both?
I will be dancing, yeah. I am on my way. Yeah.
Well, enjoy.
I'm a new member of the International Polka Association.
Well, that's what IPA stands for. I saw IPA, and I was kind of wondering if it related to what you drink while polkaing or something else. IPA is not a kind of ale. That would be the International Polka Association, I guess. Well, great. I hope it goes well, and I'm really glad you took a moment to call us. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Take care.
You're welcome. Take
bye-bye.
Care. All right, bye.
We can just continue polkaing for a little bit. The International Polka Festival. Thank you, Jennifer, for taking a moment to get a hold of us. Okay. FCC regulations say only so much polka music in any given quarter hour, and we just exceeded that limit. So